This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
تقبل الله منا ومنكم, and we begin every Eid saying Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest. La ilaha illallah. None is worthy of our worship but Allah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Allah is the greatest, and to Him belongs all praise. And Allah Azza wa Jalla has said, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُ هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. Say to them, by the virtue of Allah, or by the bounty of Allah and by His mercy, by virtue of these two things, meaning because of these two things, they should be celebrating. That Allah Azza wa Jalla extended to you the bounty of Islam, and by His mercy made you one of its people, you should be celebrating. هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. It is far better than anything they can ever accumulate. And I do know, and I do understand, that many people are wondering, how can we celebrate despite the fact that we are hurting so much at the same time with what is happening in Palestine and Gaza, what is happening in Sudan and Turkmenistan? We are not celebrating despite what's happening. We are celebrating because they taught us through what's happening how to celebrate. The people of Gaza today are celebrating Eid. They are celebrating Eid to remind us that if you have Islam, then it's enough to celebrate. That you can break my home and break my family and take my family members away from me, and you can't take away the thing that I cherish most. As our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no one will ever understand. No one will ever taste, he said, the sweetness of faith until Allah and His Messenger are more beloved to them than everyone else and everything else. And they know that, and they have that. And that is the one thing that can never be taken away from them. And that is the one thing we need to learn and reflect on today above all else. That Allah Azza wa Jal has chosen us to be rightly guided for the time being. And so we appreciate and we thank for it. They are in the streets right now saying, لَن تَرْكَعَ أُمَّةٌ قَائِدُهَا مُحَمَّدٌ. As I've said before, we don't bow. Any nation whose leader is Muhammad doesn't bow. We are the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will celebrate and smile in the faces of our oppressors because we have Islam and they don't. Our martyrs are in paradise and their dead are in the fire. You know, as the poet, he famously said, وَمِمَّا زَادَنِي شَرَفًا وَتِيهَا وَكِدْتُ بِأَخْمُصِي أَنْ أَطَأَ الثُّرَيَّ دُخُولِي تَحْتَ قَوْلِكَ يَا عِبَادِي وَأَنْ صَيَّرْتَ أَحْمَدَ لِي نَبِيَّ. Of what increases me in honor above all else, almost makes me deluded from my joy, he says. I'm almost intoxicated from glee, how thrilled I am. To the point that I almost walk with my own two feet on the highest stars, he says. I'm walking on the stars. Why? He says, because you included me, O Allah, under your statement, O my servants. May we forever be worthy to be His servants. Because you included us under your statement, Ya Ibadi, O my servants. And because you sent Muhammad, of all the prophets, you sent Muhammad to me as being my prophet. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. You know, I remember, how can I forget this Palestinian brother, elderly man if I'm not mistaken, who was being told by his oppressors, by the smug Zionists, we are God's chosen people. The God they don't believe in that supposedly promised them that land. And he used to retort back to them, no, we are God's chosen people. And there is a huge difference, brothers and sisters. This is not tit for tat. This is not stooping to that level. There is a huge difference between being so arrogant that you think God is a racist and God plays favoritism and you were simply born into a certain ethnicity and so you're automatically God's favorites, and between knowing that because you chose to embrace Allah's guidance and you accepted Allah's Islam, which everyone has equal access to, this is not a bloodline, that then you are God's favorites. This is the day that we remember that. And may Allah Azza wa Jal keep us in His infinite favor. Allahumma ameen. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ونبيه ورسوله. Finally, my brothers and sisters, Allah Azza wa Jal actually said this very theme at the back end of the verses on fasting. He said, لِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. I have legislated Islam and fasting, and I have made it easy for those that are sick and traveling. He said, he set all this up, why? So that you may fast these days and glorify God for having guided you. This is what today's about, for having guided you and so that you may be thankful. So today is a day of thanks. We will be happy not because we're heedless. We are going to be happy not because we're tone deaf, but because Allah Azza wa Jal has guided us. And the one who guided us to Islam, we must be resilient and optimistic like those people. He will guide us out of the plight of the ummah today. But be happy today. Rejoice today. Make sure everyone, your family, is associating this day with joy and happiness in their memories. And be humble as well. Allah Azza wa Jal said, فَلَوْلَا إِذْ جَاءَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا تَضَرَّعُوا. Why is it, the previous nations, that when our punishment came, they did not humble themselves? So stay humble, live today and every single day. Not however we wish. No, like someone that accepts the honor that is not unconditional. The honor Allah has tested us with of being the rightly guide, especially in times of difficulty. It should not end at tears. It should begin with tears. The tears that wash away the rust and start a new beginning for us. To humble ourselves as if we are guests in His universe, because we believe that. As if we are applicants for His paradise, because we believe that. As if we are those who await His promise of support because we believe that. May Allah Azza wa Jal make this a day of appreciation and gratitude, of humility and obedience. And the days after it to come, Allahumma ameen. Taqabbar Allahu minna wa minkum. May Allah accept from us and you once again. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.